It's the KFTO Morning Crew, the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFTO. Good morning, Lars.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good, good.
Good.
Radon is making news, and sometimes there's myths and there's facts that get overlooked. From your perspective, Lars Knobloch, Nordic Inspections, explain to our listeners the importance of radon inspections.
Yeah, I want to say it's especially important in our region because we have high radon levels here. About 70%. So we are the company that tests most homes for radon in the state of North Dakota, and 70% of the homes we test will come back with elevated levels. EPA recommend to take action if radon is 4.0 or higher. Well, the average we see is more like 6 to 8, and is ranging from, you know, it could be 1 or 2 up to 50, 60.
Have you had any that blown the top off that you've, you know, what do you know what the highest level of radon that you can remember checking?
You know, it also depends on though, like if it's correctly tested.
Oh, okay.
If you place your radon testing equipment in a location that is not approved for that, you could have like really crazy high levels.
Okay.
But the highest we have seen with testing it correctly with equipment that's been calibrated is in the mid-60s. Mid-60s.
Wow.
And they say that if you're exposed to radon levels of 4.0, it's equal to smoking 6 cigarettes a day.
Really? That's crazy.
Or 100 x-rays a year. So when I started doing inspections in, I think, 2009 or 2010, probably 10% of the homes that we inspected, we also tested for radon because the demand wasn't higher than that. And now it's closer to, you know, 50%. So there's certainly a much bigger understanding and you know all what's going on with radon.
Well, and as Doug had said, it's popping up in the news here within the last week or so, everything from South Carolina all the way out to Utah. So, you know, I feel like some people are like, "Eh, radon, okay, yeah, whatever." But yeah, this is something we all need to be aware of. Is it in a particular type of house, older homes, newer homes, or is it more areas, or
you know, any house can have high radon levels. I want to say that the deeper you go in the ground, the higher the risk. Uh-huh. But we have seen high radon in all kinds of homes, old, new, slab on grade, bi-levels, full basements, crawl space. You can have high levels of radon in any house. So you just want to test it. That's
all. Yeah, because I had heard at one point that, you know, some of those houses that they build into the side of the earth, you know, and the back end is a, you know, your yard.
Yeah.
I had heard that those kinds were even worse for this.
Yeah. No, but you know, we have, just to share a few examples, like we have been approached by homeowners where there has been a death in the family from lung cancer where no one ever smoked, and the doctors, you know, recommended them to contact or to have their home tested for radon. And we come in and it's, you know, radon levels are really high and they lived in the house for many, many years. And this have happened a number of times.
If you're going to get your home tested for radon, how long does it take? How long does it take to get results? And then what happens after you get those test results back for mitigation?
So you can do a long-term test or a short-term test. A long-term test is 90 days or more, and the short-term test is less than that. But the minimum you can test is 48 hours. The longer you test, the more accurate it will be. In a real estate transaction, you don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
You know, because you have timelines on everything. So then there will be a 48-hour test.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, though, it doesn't make any sense to not test your house because one day you're going to sell your house one way or the other. Your house is going to be sold and there's going to be a different owner. And the way things are going now, there's a really, really great chance that that buyer of your house is going to have that house tested for radon. And if it comes back high, they're going to have you fix it or they may not want to buy the house, right?
Sure.
So why wouldn't you just check that out now, figure that out now, and have your home mitigated if the rate on level is high, so you can benefit of it while you're living in it instead of waiting until you sell it and then you have all these regrets for not doing this earlier.
All right, once you do the mitigation, is that it then? Will it take care of the problem?
Yeah, as long as that is done properly. We had two post-mitigation tests that we did. We installed some radon systems here recently, and one came up with 0.1 and the other one came up with 0.7. So these systems are really effective as long as they're installed properly.
How does someone get on the list to have radon check done to get their home inspected if they're planning on buying a house or selling their home? How do they do that with Nordic Inspections?
You know, we're actually four people in our company are certified and licensed for testing for radon. That's four out of seven. There's only seven in the home inspection industry within 30 miles of Fargo.
Wow.
That's actually certified and licensed and have to prove their or have to do CE hours, how to calibrate their equipment. So whoever you hire someone that knows what they're doing, because it's a lot more than just dropping off a piece of equipment in someone's house. So hire someone certified. But if you have questions for us about radon, feel free to give us a call. 701-566-1446 or check out our website. There's also free kits sometimes at the health department.
Get it done, though.
Get
if
it
you have
done
any questions,
way.
Get it done.
You know, it doesn't matter who you hire. Just
appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks so much, Lars Knobloch, Nordic Inspections. Have a great one.
Thanks.